Page 204. B. Acting in Shakespeare's time.
Before the Reformation, the Catholic Church controlled all entertainment, apart from that provided by wandering minstrels, conjurers, and street singers. A large percentage of the entertainment consisted of dramatized stories from the Bible or moral dramas. Whatever the entertainment, the church kept a close eye on it. Before the Reformation, some monks worked as full-time actors, putting on plays for the public. By dramatizing Christian ideas and stories, they were able to introduce Christian characters and a biblical message to people who could not read or write. In other words, there was a missionary purpose behind the entertainment they provided. When the monasteries closed as a result of the Reformation, the void was very quickly filled by non-religious entertainers, including some of the monks who had been banished from the monasteries. They joined young men studying at universities, who used to practice their Latin and Greek by reading and acting plays. This was an important part of education at the time. In the Middle Ages, the civil service had also been run by priests, as they were the only ones who could read and write. When the monasteries were closed, it was clear that new civil servants were needed. Grammar schools and universities were expanded to train future members of a new, non-religious civil service. But unfortunately, more people undertook this education than was necessary. Some of these intellectuals, who were interested in literature and the theatre, therefore joined groups of travelling actors. These groups would travel around the country from town to town, looking for a place to perform. They had to ask the local mayor for permission to stage a play, and he would tell them where they could perform. They would act wherever they could, indoors or outdoors, often in the courtyard of an inn, where they could use the galleries around the portico as a part of the stage. Contrary to what people tend to believe, the plays they performed were not highbrow through and through. They were also for ordinary people who wanted a good story, enjoyed fencing, music, dancing, a bit of wrestling, or some traditional country sports. Theatre in Shakespeare's day was really the equivalent of modern-day television and was not regarded as literature. The best theatre companies were based in London. Approximately every 3 years, there was an epidemic or a plague in the city, usually during the summer, and acting was not allowed at these times. Even the best London companies would then go on the road in order to escape the city. One particular theatre company had, unfortunately, lost an actor in a duel, and so when they arrived in Stratford-upon-Avon, they needed to find a replacement. Shakespeare was recruited to play the part. The company in question was the Lord Chamberlain's Men, a company which, as the name implies, was obliged to perform at court whenever the Lord Chamberlain requested a performance. Shakespeare started his playwriting career mending scripts, as well as being an actor. The company might have lost a page of script while they were travelling, or they might wish to change a story to make it more topical. Shakespeare would alternate between writing and mending plays as manuscripts were consumed at a tremendous rate. In fact, 6 days was a good run for a play in Shakespeare's day. Shakespeare proved to be highly competent at his profession. When the company left Stratford, he travelled with them. He was married with children and needed to support his family. Absence was the most effective form of birth control at the time, so this also helped family finances. After the plague had ended, Shakespeare and the Lord Chamberlain's men returned to London, and the rest is history.